Good morning. It's lovely to be with you again today. Hope you're all okay and everything's fine with you in your world and everything that's happening with you. I wonder if actually this week, if you we've had a bit of a change around this weekend, haven't we? So we've been allowed to get out and about a little bit more. So I wonder actually, I'm going to pray in a minute, but whilst I'm doing that, I wonder whether you just want to put on the feed something that you did yesterday that you haven't done for ages, or that was really exciting that you've done this weekend. That'd be really, really great. Just tell you what I didn't do. I didn't go and get a haircut yesterday. I was tempted to try, but I don't think anybody would have done so. Okay, let's pray then, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all that you're doing, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity of being together again. Holy Spirit, I just pray, Lord, that as we gather here, that your presence will connect us, Lord, in ways that, beyond our capacity to understand. And Lord, I pray that as we gather this morning, that you'll inspire us, encourage us, and in particular, anybody that is really in need of a bit of a boost, Lord, I pray that you'll bless them this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brilliant. Great. So anything you did this weekend, got my hair cut, Jackie, and highlighted as well. Brilliant. I thought there might be a few there that been out and had your hair cut. Denise as well. Brilliant. I bet there's loads of us that haircut and coloured as well. Brilliant. Brilliant. Do you know, actually, I was really t I've got one hair that just grows out the side of my head all the time. I mean, those of you don't know, I have alopecia, which means that I don't even need to shave, But every now and again, I get this hair that grows. I was tempted to take a picture and say, I need a haircut. Singular, but a bit cheesy, really. Made cheesecake with Snickers. Oh, Kate, come on, how can you tell us that? And oh, you've got to do that from when we get back together one Sunday, eh? Bring that with you. Brilliant. So many calories, but hey, so what, eh? Brilliant. Just to let you know as well that I am joined this morning by Mr. Wilson. He's in a socially distant sort of way. He's hanging around at the back there. Henry's going to be leading these over the next few weeks, next 3 weeks, I think, actually. He's volunteered to lead this. I'm going to have a couple of weeks holiday, actually. Wendy's has got a couple of weeks off, so I'm going to take more like sort of 10 days holiday. And so Henry kindly said that he would take it on a Sunday morning. So encourage him, won't you, when he's taking it. And it's an odd thing in front of this camera when there's nobody else about. So do make sure you say to him it's lovely to see him. And as well, just during over those couple of weeks, I think Henry's might do one talk one time, and we're going to have a chap called Patrick Reagan's going to do one of the talks on one of those Sunday mornings. He's from Kintsugi Hope, and we'll be letting you know a little bit more about them over the next couple of weeks. Some exciting things that we're going to be doing in partnership with them in the whole area of mental wellness. And as well, Themba. You remember Themba from South Africa, who spoke at River of Life earlier this year. He's going to send us a message on hope. We're going to be thinking about faith, hope, and love over the next few weeks. So that's really exciting, isn't it? And brilliant. Okay, we're just going to have a song together now. We're going to worship in the first song together. King of My Heart. I think Matt's going to be leading us in this. So let's just set our hearts before the Lord and get our focus upon Him, shall we?
The King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, He is my song. You are good, the good one. Yes, you are good, the good one. 'Cause you are good, you're good one. You are good, the good. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the echo of my days, oh, is my song. 'Cause you are good, you're good, no.
Great, thank you, Matt. Really appreciate you leading us in that this morning, and exciting still for them. Those guys, hope you're still praying for Matt and Amy. I think Amy was due a couple of days ago, so baby's overdue now. But just keep praying for them, won't you? And Lord bless you both. Great. Okay. Well, I did record a message for my message yesterday. I sat in the garden and did it actually, but it was a bit windy out there, and then I sort of tried to sort of look at it and edit it a little bit last night, and then I had a bit of a funny tummy last night. So to be honest with you, I felt like this morning that I probably better if I just did it live this morning. So I hope that's okay with you. I did record one yesterday, but I think I'm just going to sort of do it again now live, because it didn't come out as well as perhaps I would have liked it to have done, really. I don't know if you know that this week it was actually 100 days since the start of lockdown. 100, which is a bit odd really, isn't it, as well, in the sense that this weekend is also the time that we sort of had our biggest leap out of lockdown, wasn't it? You know, so this week we were able to go out and get our hair cut, you know, and or go to a restaurant and in a social, or actually visit one another's home, so long as there's only two families present in one particular, or two households present in that. And you know, so it's all moving forward, isn't it? In fact, actually, they even said that we could start meeting as church and the like. And I'll send out an email about what we're gonna. Our thinking is on that, but fundamentally, we're not going to start meeting yet on a Sunday morning. So we're going to stay with this for a little bit longer, just because of the restrictions that surround that. But it's all moving forward, isn't it? But 100 days since this all started, and I think it was Premier Christian News this week. They did an article and 10 amazing things. I think it was 10 amazing ways the church has responded to the coronavirus. And I thought I'd just sort of share a few of them. I'm not going to go through all 10 of them this morning, but a few of those thoughts that they had there, which I just thought were interesting, really. The first thing that they put on there was that, excuse me, the first thing that they put there was that the blessing, and in particular for us, the UK blessing. I'm sure that you've heard the blessing. It was a song that originated with Carrie Jobe, a well-known Christian singer, and it immediately went viral, didn't it? And it was There's been so many different versions of it. I heard this week somebody sent, a friend of mine from India sent me the Indian version. I think it's something like 32 different dialects. They're all present in the way they do it. There was a Makaton version. There's been youngsters doing it, older folks doing it, lots of different languages all around the world. And of course, the UK one. And to be honest with you, I know I'm a little bit biased, but I thought the UK one was the best. And I still do. And that was put together by Tim Hughes, who's a vicar of a church in I think Birmingham, and a well-known worship leader. And it was something about that blessing that just touches our hearts, didn't it? It was based on Numbers chapter 6, and included words such as, "The Lord bless you and keep you, the make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you for a thousand generations." And the thing that I just love about this is that it is a message of hope, a message of expectation, a message which says that we want to bless, that we want to be seen as a people of blessing, you know. And it speaks of future generations. You're in a time when, you know, things are closing on this. We're actually thinking of the future and thinking about how God wants to bless us and take us forward. If I'm honest with you, I've been concerned at the beginning of all of this that the doomsayers would make their way out and that we would, you know, dominant voice from the many quarters of Christian world would be to be telling us how we're all under judgment. And of course, there are things that are to be, we should be concerned about in society and what have you. But you know what I'm really glad about? What's actually happened here is that the dominant voice, the dominant message that has emerged from the church in general has been this message, which says, "The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you." It is a positive message, something that speaks of hope and a future, something that says that God is for you. You know, a blessing for me means happy and fulfilled. We usually think of it in terms of just happy or joyful. But I think, you know, particularly when Jesus uses it in the Sermon on the Mount and in the Beatitudes, it comes with the idea of fulfillment as well. And that we're saying to the world around you, no matter what is happening around you and all the difficult things we're going through, God's intention, we're praying that God will bless you and God's heart is to bless you. And that us as Christians, we want to be those who both speak words of blessing and to do things that are blessing. And there's something about that message that just touched people's hearts. You know, I sent it to my mum and dad. I hope it's okay me saying this, mum and dad. I might be in trouble a little bit later, but I sent the link to my mum and dad when it first came out. And just a little while later, my dad phoned me and mum and dad phoned me and dad said to me, "What on earth are you doing to us?" He said, "We're in a mess." He said, "We were in the middle of having breakfast. My toaster's gone cold now." And there's just something about that word of blessing that the deepness in God touches the deepness in us, doesn't it? The heart of God, heart speaks to heart. And I don't know about you, but I'm just really think that's a positive thing. Second thing that they said was that there'd been an explosion of alpha. You know, alpha is a course that is designed to help people explore the Christian faith. And we've just finished one here just a little while ago. And Alpha are reporting that there has been a threefold increase in people signing up to their online course since this lockdown began. You know, like many of the courses in the Christian world and in other different sectors as well, people have put them online so that people can access them. And you know that it seems that many people are responding to that. And what that says to me is that, you know, rather than people sort of saying, you know, "What is happening here, God, why?" There's a spiritual hunger in people and people saying, you know, "I want to do something that helps me to make sense of life. I want to find someone who will make sense of life. I want to explore faith." And I'm so glad that in this time that Alpha is something that is there to give people opportunity to explore their faith. And if you're watching today and you'd like to explore your Christianity a little bit more, we'd be more than happy to let you sign up for an Alpha with us in the future, or to help you find one that's running at the moment. You know, just email us or text us in and we'll do something. Zoom Church was the other one they said has exploded. I mean, I'd like to expand that to Stream Church. And we've used both Zoom and Stream. We use Stream like for what we're doing now. We've used Zoom for coffee afterwards. I mean, I bet you I'd love doing that, seeing people on a Sunday morning and in our Connect groups and for some teaching stuff. And just to mention, actually, in a few weeks' time in August, I'm going to start doing some deeper sessions on Zoom before our Stream times on a Sunday morning. And we'll look at some things together on that. So I hope that that will be helpful to a few of you. But apparently one Sunday morning, it was reported, Zoom creaked at the edges and almost closed down, apparently. In some areas, I think it actually stopped. And some people were famously reported, some pastors were famously reported as saying, you know, the church has, what's the word? The church has broke the internet, that the church almost broke the internet. And that, and a fabulous testimony that there were so many of us wanting to be together electronically on a Sunday morning that the internet creaked at the edges. That's fabulous, isn't it? What it says to me is that the church has found ways to continue and to persist and to be what it's meant to be. You know, church, we've said for years, haven't we, that church is more than just Sunday mornings. Church is more than just Sunday mornings. We've said it, and then we've just carried on as normal and gone back to being church on a Sunday, church being all about Sunday mornings. But the one thing that this whole coronavirus pandemic has done is it has forced us to have to find different ways to be church. Now, we're not going to start church again in a few weeks' time. When we start meeting again at the Chalkstones River of Life Community Church, it'll be fabulous. But it won't be that's when church starts again. Church has never stopped. What we've done is we've found different ways to carry on connecting. You know, we're still meeting together, aren't we? But it's electronically. We're still connecting with one another online. And I just think that this has been a fabulous time to think outside the box. You know, church was never meant to be about bricks and mortar or about spooky buildings or about sacred spaces. It was never meant to be about that. Church was meant to be about people in relationship with Jesus Christ, learning to connect together, to grow together, and to help other people find Jesus in fabulous ways. And so, you know, we'll carry on thinking outside the box. You know, this sort of thing will carry on beyond us being able to meet together again, and hopefully we'll start to be inventive. Church has not stopped. It has continued. And then another thing they said was there's been an increase in prayer. Polls commissioned separately by Christian Aid and Tear Fund found that UK believers were praying more during lockdown, with one report showing that Christians to be fervently praying for an end to the coronavirus, while an equal proportion said they've been setting aside time to pray for people working on the front line and other key workers since the crisis began. And also, according to the Christian Aid poll, since the start of lockdown, a large number of people have also been mindful to pray for those in poverty. Isn't that great? It's sad that sometimes it takes a crisis for us to have to really get on our knees and pray fervently. But prayer has been the response. The prayer is to get before God and say, God, will you stop this thing? To be praying for those who are working on our behalf, and to be remembering the disadvantaged. And I hope and trust that we continue to pray. Yes. When we pray, God moves. That's just the equation. That's the way it works. And you know, that's been a fabulous outcome. I've been thinking over the last couple of weeks, just chewing around, you know, the idea of faith, hope and love. Faith, hope and love. Paul writes to a church, one of the New Testament writers, Paul writes to the church in a place called Corinth. And their meetings are not going particularly brilliantly. People are not particularly behaving well in their meetings, and they're not been using their gifts properly. And so Paul writes to them, and in the context of writing to them, he says to them, the best way that you can use your gifts is to exercise them in a loving way. And then at the end of that little part of that passage where he talks about love, he says, now these three things remain: faith, hope and love. Faith, hope and love. In other words, I think what he's saying is that even when things are a bit rough and we're not sure whether things are working the way they should, or things are a bit tough, or things, you know, the three things that will remain. And I think that he is probably just summarizing his way of viewing Christianity. It's a very dominant theme in his writings: faith, hope and love. At the end, he's saying that no matter what else is happening, these three things will see us through: faith, believing in Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Savior, to be the one who will guide us through. Having faith in Jesus will always be the answer. To know Jesus as our friend, as our Savior, as our Lord, the one who will lead us and to be a light for our path, Jesus will always be. And so he's saying faith in Christ will always guide us through. Hope. There must, you know, hope, not having hope is a hopeless thing, isn't it? To not have any expectation for the future. If you ever meet somebody who's given up on believing that there's any sense of expectation in life, it's a painful thing, isn't it? And as Christians, we always have hope. We always, because of our faith in Christ, we have hope for this life and we have hope for the life to come. And that motivates us, doesn't it, to do these things, to be a blessing, to be those that carry on praying, to be those who find ways to connect and to be church and to love and to help people who are more disadvantaged. Hope motivates that, doesn't it? And then moves us into the place where we love. We must always, no matter what the circumstance, choose to love. You know, there's things and behaviours that maybe we've seen around us and that have frustrated us that could cause us to think, you know, what's the point of loving? But let's always choose to love. And life will always be better with love. Faith, hope and love. It's a positive message, isn't it? It's a positive thought. And we're going to build on that and we're going to expand on that over the next few weeks and think about how we can build on that. So being a blessing is an expression of hope, you know, choosing to bless. And, you know, as a church, we're going to try and build on thinking about how we bless and how we can be a blessing in our community, to increase our prayers so that we just speak words of blessing over our town. We're thinking about that. We're looking at how we can be a blessing to people in the area of mental well-being, and we'll say a few things, more things about that in the next couple of weeks. We'll choose to continue to support Reach and all that they do to support disadvantaged families. We're going to try and help people to think about how they manage their money. You know, it's a bit of a tension in this time, isn't it? We want to support local economies and economies to get things moving, but we mustn't be daft in the way that we spend our money and find that suddenly we know we got rid of it all when we needed to retain some. And so budgeting and thinking about how we budget. And so we'll try and put some things together that help people to think about that in a very sort of easy go way. And so we'll say a bit more about that, and let's be a blessing. Let's continue to help people to find ways to explore faith. I'm not ever going to apologize for wanting to say that I think that finding Jesus is the best thing you can do in life. I'm never going to apologize for wanting to share Jesus with whoever will ask and want to know about that. I'll do it in an appropriate way. I hope we'll do it in appropriate ways, in ways that's not Bible bashing or rude or offensive. But let's choose to always share our faith, you know, shall we? And let's continue to, in the spirit of faith, hope and love, to be as inventive with church as we can. To be bold and to take some risks and to do the things that, you know, church sometimes has survived in the most difficult circumstances because that's what it was designed to do. And let's just keep praying, you know. Lord, bless you in this. And I do just really want to pray. I really do want to encourage you to keep hold of that faith in Christ, that hope in Christ, and to live out the love of Christ in this season. Lord, bless you. Let's pray, shall we? Jesus, we love you, God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are and for what you do. And we pray, Lord, that as we think about how we continue to move forward, as we come out of lockdown and as we explore the ways that we can come through this and come out of this, I do pray, Lord, I do pray that we will be those who continue to honor you, to operate in the spirit of faith, hope and love. To be an expression of you in this world, Lord. Thank you that there has been a positive message of blessing. Thank you that people have been exploring faith. Thank you, God, that we have been able to continue to meet together. And thank you, God, that we have access of prayer that we do to you. Help us, Lord, to continue in this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to break bread together now as well, as we do each week. And, you know, I know we're not physically together, and for some, you know, communion is about, you know, we'd say that it is about being together. And of course it is in the scriptures. It is a communal meal. But, you know, in the moment we have to do things in the best way that we can. And I think, you know, if one of the things we've learned through this season, I think, is that it is really good to do this every week. Because when we break bread, what we say is, Jesus, we want you at the center of our existence and of our life together. And Jesus, we want to remember your cross, your death, your resurrection, because that's the thing that makes sense of everything else. So let me just read a few words of scripture to you, shall I? One Corinthians chapter 11 says, "For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Let's pause for a moment, shall we, reflect on our own walk with Jesus. Say sorry to him for anything that we feel we need to say sorry to him for, and offer thanksgiving to him for what he has done for us. Let's pause. Let's give thanks as we take the bread. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood shed for us. Now, as we reflect on the cross and the life of Christ, let's worship together, shall we? In another song, "Build My Life."
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and lead me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
So good. Brilliant. Thank you, Tom and Nicola. Let's just pray together, shall we? If you've got prayer requests as well, just please just put them on the feed. And as always, we'll pray for you and pray for those things in our weekly prayer times. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God, that you are such an amazing God. We love you. And Father, we just want to pray, Lord, as a country, Lord, as we start to work out ways of coming out of lockdown and all the fears and concerns that are surrounding that, Lord. We just want to pray for your protection upon our country and upon our and particularly upon our town at the moment, Lord. Lord, we don't want to neglect to remember those that are still going through difficult times, those that have lost loved ones or that have loved ones that are actually ill with this virus at the moment, Lord. And we continue to pray, Father, for your healing and your protection and your love, Lord, for those who need it. We continue to pray for those, Lord, who are frontline workers and, you know, directly and actively caring for those who have this virus, Lord, whether it's in care homes or in hospitals. We pray, Lord Jesus, for your protection for them and for, wisdom in the care. And we pray, Lord, for this virus, Lord, to be thwarted. We pray for a vaccination. We pray, oh God, for this to cease, Lord, we pray. We pray for those nations, Lord, where this is still accelerating, Lord, particularly in the Americas. And we pray, God, for you to work there, Lord, despite any, you know, political thoughts we might have or whatever. Lord, we pray that, you know, that you would look after people, Lord. And God, we pray, Lord Jesus, for Lord, for businesses and for those that, Lord, that are at the moment looking at whether or not they should make redundancies or whatever. Lord, we just do pray for you to care for those in need, Father God, for those that are going to go through tough financial times, Lord. Help us to be there for them, Lord, we pray, as much as we can. And we pray for those around the world, Lord, in more impoverished situations where the governments don't help them in quite the same way. And we pray that you would be with them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. Amen. So like I say, please still just do feel free to put your prayer requests on the feed and we'll pick them up. Dave, I'm a little bit concerned about what you, when I asked what you got up to yesterday over the weekend. Hangover, I hope not, my friend. But getting a haircut in the pub with a plate of food and a foot in a bucket of sand, watching the football. Well, that sounds like a plan, mate, you know. Brilliant, brilliant. Just to let you know that Dave is joking there, okay? He didn't get a hangover yesterday. I know Dave well enough to know that that's not the case. So I'm covering for you, Dave. All right. Okay, well, it'd be great to see you over on Zoom in a few minutes' time. I think Tom and Nicola are hosting today. Wasn't it great last week having the youngsters lead us in that quiz, hey? Maybe we can talk them into doing something else again for us in a few weeks' time. But thank you guys for leading us in that last week and just doing something a little bit different. So over onto Zoom. Lord bless you. Have an awesome week, won't you? Enjoy next week with Henry and over the next few weeks. Lord bless you. I'm not actually on holiday this week. It's the following week that we're off. So I'm still about this week. Still get hold of us if you need to. Okay. God bless you. Great to be with you this morning.